the very generous Dan Richardson has bought some time at the top of the show to give you guys some tips for dog owners to keep your dogs healthy during the hot summer months. One of them is, hey, be on the lookout for signs that your dog is dehydrated.
And give it water, maybe more water than you think. It's always a good idea to keep yourself hydrated, but your dog needs to be hydrated too when it's so hot out.
If you see it getting a little slobbery, if you see it walking a little slowly, if you see it looking a little wobbly, don't let your dog get like that.
Yeah, man,
come on. It's just water. Just give your dog some water, dude.
Luckily, it's the only thing about Time Warner Cable that aggravates me. Yeah, everything else, smooth sailing.
Thank God it's perfect in every other way. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Who wants to live forever?
I do.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. We're both immortality
fans.
We're both
fans. Amateur singers.
We're, please, that was at least... Amateur?
Prosumer?
Yeah, it's a pro. I mean, I have a prosumer voice.
Prosumer falsetto.
we're fans of immortality. We're fans of anti-aging. We're fans of reversing aging.
We're
go one step before transhumanist, I think, because you don't want computer shit inside of you just yet.
Well, I don't want untested computer shit inside of me. If it's like A-okay for all people, put it in me. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I just don't want to be the first tester.
You're transhumanist. You're not cyberpunk.
Maybe not.
Right.
I'll cop to that.
Okay.
We're fans of all that. The only thing we're not fans of, dying.
Yeah, dying is something I'm super not into. And we are not alone on this. There is... Brent Hughes sent this in on the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Brent does, he runs our wiki.
Yes, he does, and excellently so. Yeah, he puts a lot of work in there.
Wehaveconcerns.com/W. It's a place where you can find every dad joke from every episode, recurring characters. He's great. He also does a lot of work for Brian Brushwood and Justin Robert Young on Night Attack. He's
our
wonderful.
Buddies.
Yeah. Anyway, just a row of good people all the way down. He sent in an Indiegogo campaign, so I banned him for spam. But then I looked at it.
That's a good order to do those things.
Yeah.
First you ban, then you'd look.
Preemptive strike.
Yeah.
You go with your gut. Because that's the way Reddit rolls.
Mm-hmm.
The immortality bus with presidential candidate Zoltan.
Okay, I'm going to need you to slow down and parse that sentence for me.
This is a bus that is going cross-country with Zoltan Istvan, who you may have seen before. He's on National Geographic, and he's been on like Wired and HuffPo.
Like, look at that weird guy.
As a dark mage.
His name is Zoltan what now?
His name is Zoltan Istvan. He is riding around the country on a campaign bus /... activist bus for transhumanist and anti-aging causes.
Okay, I think we can officially say that We Have Concerns endorses this man.
Yeah, and he's not a dark wizard.
Definitely not.
Like, there's definitely not a dark wizard. Oh, by the way, the bus looks like a coffin. There's definitely not a dark wizard in a coffin bus riding back and forth across the country asking people to trade their souls... in exchange and their fealty in exchange for possible immortality.
Right.
Right.
Because we wouldn't endorse that.
Mm-mm, no.
The thing that you mentioned about the bus looking like a coffin, that's not incidental, right? That's absolutely on purpose.
Part of the money, like half of the money, I think, for this campaign is to make the bus look like a coffin. They want people to confront aging and death.
Yeah.
Zoltan is a dude, I should say, as he's not just... a reporter on transhumanist issues. He's also an extreme sportsman.
Oh, well,
how
could he not be?
He invented volcano boarding.
What?
Which is what it sounds like.
Volcano boarding?
He's a Brock.
That's not a thing. This is a Cartoon Network show you're describing.
He is a Brock.
He's a
but
Zoltan.
He's a Brock for the people.
What is volcano boarding, Anthony Carboni?
Volcano boarding is when you have a board and a volcano,
and you put them together.
You put them together, and it's a sport. Because that's what Brocks do.
It helps when you can live forever.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where his main motivation is coming from,
right? He just wants to keep on volcano boarding.
If this was a dude who was into backgammon...
he wouldn't care.
Like, I feel like the campaign would be much less in your face. It would be a stern letter-writing campaign.
Yeah.
It'd be like, I just don't like the way Congress feels about immortality, and so I'm going to write them a letter. Get my fountain pen, my best fountain pen.
Right away, Mr. Zoltan, sir.
Because I am writing a missive the likes of which Congress has never seen.
Are we pausing the backgammon game for this?
Oh, we are in regulation play. Damn it, this is why we have to live forever. There's not enough time. You can't just go around pausing backgammon willy-nilly. So this is a bus that is going to travel to cities that are having... huge cultural events and also political rallies, because Zoltan is also running for president under the transhumanist banner.
He is running for president of the United States of these Americas.
Yeah, which, like, I'm not xenophobic, but I feel like he's a dark mage named Zoltan Istvan. And, like...
And he wants our fealty in exchange.
You're picturing Jafar, right? You're picturing Jafar, right?
Well, that or...
Or like Miguel Ferrer in RoboCop. Like,
I was
around
thinking
that.
Of the what's the name of the bad guy in the Flash Gordon movie?
Oh, Ming the Merciless.
Ming the Merciless.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Kind of a Jafar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Zoltan looks like a Brock. He is just Captain America.
He's like 68% volcano surfer and only, you know, 32% dark wizard.
He's actually when I see somebody who looks like him campaigning for immortality and anti-aging, I actually get angry because he's just like a good looking, in shape, like looks like he will live forever kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like a 5'8", hairy, skinny, pale. I just look at him and I'm like, what do you need it for? You already have a much better life than I do. You're good, dude. Don't get greedy.
Well,
but that's exactly the kind of guy that we need at the forefront here
as president.
You need a Steve Rogers looking guy to travel the United States, because they were saying in their campaign, in the Indiegogo campaign, not the presidential campaign,
which often get confused.
Yeah.
Sadly. Because one is raising money and the other is an Indiegogo campaign.
Right. Whoa. Sick crowdfunding burn. The sickest crowdfunding burn maybe ever.
I went there.
On this
I'll do it
show.
Again. You want me to diss GoFundMe? I'll do it.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I know. I'm out on a limb right now.
I gave him some caffeine this morning.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Never know. I got frisky.
So their whole thing is, there are people, like, we are potentially within one lifetime of having immortality. We've talked about this before.
That's the problem, is being within one lifetime. Like, that
means... The longer we wait...
The more people die.
The less people get to live forever. We could be these people. Jeff turns 48 next month.
That is not even remotely true.
Jeff turns 48 years old.
I just look
time
like...
Time is slipping away. He looked at that hourglass.
Every time you tell people, then they start believing.
The portrait of him that he keeps in his attic is just bags and wrinkles.
One of these days, you're not going to live forever because I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
So the longer we wait, the less people get to live forever. And that's unfair. And the big deal here is we are potentially within reach technologically, but ideologically, we are not a world that wants immortality.
Right. Most people get a little weirded out by that idea, mm-hmm. even though you and I are like high-fiving our way into eternity.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't either.
Why wouldn't we get together and high-five over our immortality every Thursday at 2 p.m. from now until the heat death of the universe?
Right. I mean, it's a standing date. It seems convenient.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sorry you guys won't be there.
I mean, we're not that sorry.
We're not that sorry. We'll drink one in your honor.
Yeah.
We'll drink like 1,000 because we're going to live forever. And
be
nothing
so awesome.
Will be able to age us.
Us and Zoltan.
Our Dark Lord. I mean, our president for 400 years
running. You know what's awkward for Zoltan is that his running mate is Bill Miller.
Right.
Like, the accountant.
I am Zoltan Istvan.
I have
the next great overlord.
I actually have a question for your running mate, Mr. Miller.
Oh, sure. Bill, you want to take this one?
Sure.
Usually Zoltan does all the talking.
Usually I do all the talking.
Yeah.
And the volcano boarding.
Yeah.
Usually I am the man of action.
I've never volcano boarded, not once.
Bill. Buddy.
Yeah.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
We get this immortality thing going. You've got to volcano board with me. It is sick.
Okay. I mean, maybe.
We have talked about this.
You've definitely Bill. Said it would be a good photo op.
Billiam.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't like it when you call me Billiam.
You and me, buddy.
Yeah, I have a question. Mr.
Zoltan is done taking questions. Zoltan will now volcano board. Zoltan thanks you for coming. Zoltan reminds you that light refreshments will be served.
Yeah, we'll take a few extra questions in the coffin bus. I usually drive my Nissan Sentra behind the coffin
bus. Face your fears, Billiam.
I'm bro! Just so uncomfortable with all this, but we
get
have a,
in the coffin.
I just want to mention we have a very solid domestic economical plan that I've been working on in my spare time quite a lot.
I want to mention that I went parachute rifling the other day. That's what I want to mention.
Yeah, I mean, that was not a...
I'm going to live forever!
It was not a scheduled event for the...
You never schedule parachute rifling. Parachute rifling comes to you when the rifling is good and when the wind is right.
I was busy installing some new budgeting software on the campaign's website, which, by the way, you can log on and see our detailed 17-point
plan. Not everyone has to live forever. Not everyone has to live forever. Yeah, so, I mean, the reason they're doing this is because, you know, particularly, here in America, if we want to be realistic about it, we have a pretty religious government.
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
Right. Well, we have a religious populace, too.
Yeah. So, it's kind of, you know, to be fair, if that government is representing the population's interests, then, yeah, no immortality?
Well,
do you think the majority of the population is actually against immortality?
Well, anecdotally, I've had a surprising number of conversations, mostly because I do this podcast. Mm-hmm. People are like, so that thing you were talking about, I've had a surprising number of conversations of people who said they are, and I don't even think it comes from a religious perspective. They're just kind of weirded out by the idea of...
It's necromancy. It's against the natural order.
Well, technically, necromancy is raising the dead.
Yeah.
That you die and then you return. I'm not suggesting that.
No,
I don't think any of us
that.
Are.
I am! I died 6 times volcano boarding and I'm back, baby!
Zoltan! I think people do believe, you know, there are a huge host of other problems that come with everybody living forever, right? Like, we're already taxing the earth.
Well, that's a big problem.
To its stress point.
Overpopulation becomes real bad real quick. But then, you know, it's like what we talked about in previous episodes about, you know, let's stop with the babies, people. If you're immortal, you know, no babies for you.
Well, not just that, but if our greatest scientific minds are allowed to live forever, I mean, dude, we're going to be living in space like so fast.
So fast.
Like so fast.
So fast.
Dude, and once you're not afraid of death, or not as afraid of death, I mean, living in space seems like a cakewalk.
Yeah.
If you remove the death from space, I'm totally about space.
Yeah.
It's just the death part of space.
It really is the death part of anything.
Yeah.
It really is that.
Just remove that part.
If you move that out, I'll volcano board.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll do whatever. I'll
because
get in space.
If I'm going to be laid up in a hospital with, you know, really bad burns for 6 months.
That's like a drop in the bucket
that's
of your
nothing.
Life. Yeah.
That's nothing.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What is Zoltan's goal with the mortality bus in specifically?
So, I mean, he's running for president, but it's mostly, I get the feeling that is mostly a gimmicky thing.
Oh, you think a coffin bus is a gimmick?
Well, the coffin bus is a gimmick, but I think the presidential candidacy is also a gimmick.
Oh, you don't think he's a legitimate candidate? He thinks he can win?
I don't think he thinks he can win. I think this is a smart guy. He's a Brock guy, but he's a smart guy. And I don't believe that he actually thinks he's going to wind up president.
The weird thing is he thinks he's going to be immortal, so he's actually running for president in 2142.
Yeah, he's running
a
that long campaign. Yeah, absolutely. It just starts earlier and earlier, man.
Oh, man, it's the campaign cycle. It just lengthens every time.
He's going
it?
Up. He's literally going up to babies and, like, kissing babies. And the mother's like, okay, yeah, I get it, but I don't really enjoy your policies. He's like, this is not about you.
This is about
me. This is about this baby. in 18 years, this baby's going to be ready to vote.
He's going to remember this moment.
I'm going to be there. You remember.
Remember who kissed you.
You remember Uncle Zolti. So I think the goal here is, you know, they're riding around on this coffin bus. They're bringing a bunch of scientists with them. There are going to be robots on this bus.
Oh, we didn't mention the robots on the bus. Now I'm in.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing better than mixing dark magic and high technology.
Never has.
Ask anybody
before.
Who plays Warhammer. It's yeah, the fucking jam.
Let's do this.
The deal is this. He is basically going around and doing this to raise awareness of the fact that this is within reach. And it's not something to be scared of, and it is sort of the next step, and we are allowed to take our evolution into our own hands. And the reason it's shaped like a coffin is because fuck you. I think a lot of the
because fuck you, which is also his campaign slogan.
Because fuck you,
Zoltan 2016. Because fuck you,
Zoltan Billiam.
Actually, I did not endorse that campaign slogan. I said sound economic strategy for a prosperous tomorrow.
I'm gonna get on the back of this missile. It is a fuck you. It is a look at this coffin driving down the street. Remember that you're gonna die. Remember that you should be thinking about that more than you are. Mm. Remember that you can't avoid it right now.
Yeah.
But you could avoid it if you would deal with it and try to come to an understanding with it. We could fix it.
We all only have one enemy, and it's our own mortality. Is what he's saying.
Absolutely.
I can get behind that. There's actually something really poetic about the idea of forcing people to confront the one thing that we all just cumulatively ignore every day.
There have been studies that say people that think about death, that meditate on death for 5 minutes a day,
are the worst people to bring to parties.
For those 5 minutes, yeah. Yeah. You probably don't want to talk to them.
Terrible backgammon parties.
Just like just boring, safe parties. Where nobody, just like everything is taped and just has foam corners. And it's like, oh, you baby-proofed the place. It's not baby-proof. It's not baby-proof.
There's no babies anywhere. Actually, I'm terrified of babies. Exactly. They just remind me that someday they're going to grow old and atrophy.
Also, this is also like, you could get killed by a baby. Anybody could get killed by a baby. Really? Really? Yes. Fucking look it up. No, but people who think about death or confront death every day, not necessarily by volcano boarding.
Although, if you gotta go.
If you gotta confront death.
You might as well confront it while being extreme!
But those people tend to be happier, tend to have better outlooks on life, tend to be less afraid of mortality as a whole, and they tend to be higher achievers.
I'm scoffing at your anecdotal referencing of some study that you read one time.
Sure.
Scoffing.
As you should. But we could find the study. I can send you the link for the study. I mean, it's obviously it's not a sample size of everybody who thinks about death every day.
Just this one scientist who's like, man, in the shower, life sucks. But when I get out, I feel so much better.
But I mean, this is a big Eastern philosophy, Eastern religion thing where, you know, you have to be aware of your death. You have to be aware of that as a part of things. You have to think about it every day. And people who meditate and things like that tend to be a little happier too.
Well, I can certainly understand that if you don't feel like you've got infinite time and you want to make the most out of a short amount of time, you probably will live a richer, more aware, more present life.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think if you have to get your buddies together and drive a robot coffin across the country to get everybody to see that, Zoltan 2016.
Zoltan. So as we said at the top, now you understand our reasoning. We at We Have Concerns are officially endorsing Zoltan. And
Zoltan Isfan is now our official candidate for president. We back this wholeheartedly till the end of time because he has our soul in a jar. And if I put my ear up to the jar, I can actually hear myself screaming back at me faintly.
Yeah. Which is disturbing.
It's disturbing, but I think it's good for me.
Yeah.
To hear my soul screaming back at me for 5 minutes a day, just based on a study that I read once somewhere. This is, as we said, a crowdfunding campaign. The Indiegogo at the time of this recording has 3 weeks left. You can find the link to that in the episode description, as you always can if you're looking for the stories that we cover. Are you going to put some money in towards the coffin bus?
Oh, God, no.
We 100% endorse it. We do not monetarily support
it. Oh, God, no.
You know, because this is a dude who goes volcano boarding and he wants a coffin bus.
And when you put it like that.
That's like, come on, man. I got shit that I got to do first. I got things that I got to spend my money on. It's cool that you want a volcano, that you want like to volcano board in your coffin bus.
Yeah.
Brock. I mean, President Brock.
The next time I show up at a volcano boarding convention and I see a coffin bus, at least I know who that is.
Oh, I'm psyched to see it on a stop for sure. And you know, I may give like $5-$10 on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I might.
You really like digging this dude? You don't think he's a certifiable crazy person?
Would a certifiable crazy person be on television, Jeff?
His real name is not Zoltan, right?
His real name is Zoltan Ispahan.
We can agree that he changed it to Zoltan when he accepted the dark arts into his soul.
If you rearrange the letters in Zoltan Ispahan, it's Brock Stevenson. He's just a dude from Palo Alto.
Yeah. just trying to be extreme, baby.
Went to liberal arts school.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he ran into a guy on the beach one day who had some really interesting ideas. and a book made out of human skin.
I don't know. Do you guys believe in this cause? Would you support Zoltan? Maybe not in the presidential election. Let's vote smart, people.
Let's be clear here. We're not telling you to go and give money to his Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah, but do you enjoy the idea of this? And do you think that we need to confront this a little bit more? And do we think that we need to start thinking about these things in government policy? We would love to know what you think. You can tell us on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those billium.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen a story that you would like us to talk about here on the show, remember you can send it to wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. That's how Brent did it today. Thank you, Brent. Or you can send it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Our subreddit is also where you go for the volcano boarding meetup that we're running once a month. So you want to sign up there because we will be, you have to bring your own board.
Mm-hmm.
And
surprisingly, your own volcano.
Yeah, that's really inconvenient. And yet, doesn't stop people from signing up.